Blog Talk Radio.
Sierra Hotel.
India.
Echo.
Lima.
Delta.
I am the idea. I want to run.
The king of kings.
Evolution is a mystery. Full of change that no one sees. Clock makes a fool of history.
Hey guys, this is Those Guys with our main event recap. I am Matt Marrero, who is here along with...
Cynthia Ramos.
Wondering if they should restart the cruiserweight division with El Torito.
Yeah. Actually, well, yeah, Torito, yeah. They're going to make the Hornswoggle joke because it's like, yep, put your title on that man. Definitely, because
yeah,
of his movie.
No.
Yeah, most definitely.
In our little recap theme, Evolution is a mystery, but Main Event was also a mystery because we had no idea what was going to be on tonight.
Yeah, WWE made a great, you know, it was a great plan. They thought, okay, we need people to watch the show, so we won't promote anything in hopes that people will be surprised. That's their way of having the internet be surprised now. They just don't tell us anything. And the casual fan, you know, just no one knows.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was just so weird because, and also, I mean, you can attest to this, they took a little longer to put the replay up on WWE Network.
Yeah, which was also an issue. I sadly was unable to see it at the time. So watching the replay, it took a half an hour to see it, which was an issue. Because usually they're about maybe like 5-10 minutes. They're very good with
right.
that usually. So I don't think they cared about this week's main event. And I wonder why should we? So we're going to talk about main event, but also some other current wrestling news. Like, you know, like whatever happened to AJ Lee.
No, I thought you were just going to be like, I'm just not going to talk about main event. We're going to talk
at
about
all.
Anything else wrestling.
Yeah, no, nothing else wrestling related. Let's talk about stocks.
Well, if you want to talk about anything else, Matt, could you punt the phone number out there to them?
Oh, of course. If anyone wants to talk about something that isn't main event because, look, main event was on tonight and you didn't know, please call 718-664-9468. Call 718-664-9468 one more time. 718. 664-9468. Call in. Also, I did not make a New Age Outlaws reference because we're not talking about wrestling tonight.
Apparently
not. At all. We're just not.
There are Star Wars on my pajamas.
Speaking of not wrestling, that Hornswoggle versus El Torito match.
That's not wrestling, I guess.
That's not wrestling at all,
Torito.
So we can talk about it.
Torito, for the most part, is just extremely... well-equipped athlete, and he's used to wrestling guys that are of normal wrestling stature. So
yes.
You could see him struggle at times in this match because he's wrestling someone his height, and it just didn't work. And you can see flashes of his athleticism, like when he missed the moonsault, you know, to set up the end of the match.
Yes.
You saw the height and how clean that moonsault was.
Oh, yeah, I remember I saw when Hornswoggle threw him up, and... it's just one of those things where it's just, you know, I don't know what the commentators were thinking at the time, but I was thinking, I know wrestling is fake, obviously, but my God, that would take Herculean strength on Hornswoggle's part to throw him up that high, because the jump that Torito took with it was literally unreal, and it was really funny in hindsight, like just when you actually think about it. Definitely go back and check it out.
I think the one thing I told you before we started this up was that I'm simultaneously intrigued and appalled at how much attention this is getting.
Yes, and I agree 100%. That's what I was going to say. You beat me to it. Because this is a fun... You see, the way that they did it was a very fun... On SmackDown, was very fun. And we both thought, well, it's SmackDown, so it's okay. Not that we want to think that way, but that's how we've been conditioned, and all right, that's what WWE thinks. All right, SmackDown, it's okay. Even on Main Event, technically, it's okay. But they also did this on Raw. And now I'm concerned that because their match wasn't that long, there's a chance that it might also happen again on SmackDown, in which case the same crowd thought
twice. I'm really confused at this because, well, first off, you know, I like the whole video package thing that they did before. I like the tail of the tape thing.
Of course, I think it was fun. Those were great.
Yeah. I was worried. I just don't know where the hell they're going with this because now they're both 1-1. They have a win each. And I don't know what the hell they're going to do. I mean, if they're going to put them on a pay-per-view, I guess you had a point. You thought it'd be the new piss break.
Yeah, because if we're going to have a match with Paige in it, clearly that's not going to be the piss break anymore. So they realize this, and they think, damn, we need to do something. And this is what they're doing.
I mean, I guess. I just...
I would assume.
I don't know.
It's the pre-show.
I mean, it's just kind of weird.
Extreme
because I feel like there's a tone of mocking towards the whole thing. You know,
of course, which
we're
is a huge issue.
To laugh at the little people,
which is weird
to me for the obvious.
No.
Like, I don't know if I feel comfortable enjoying it.
I don't at all. You see, that's the issue. Okay, that's the issue where it happens once, and if things like this happen once in a blue moon, you can chalk it up to, you know, whatever. Same thing with the John Cena, Bray Wyatt, the pictures thing. That hasn't happened in so long that it feels like, oh, look, I remember. Here's the thing. Oh, look, I remember this. And they never do it again, or they don't do it for another X amount of years. That's fine. But if Cena had done that again on Monday, that's a problem.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what this is
here. And to his credit, he was pretty serious last night. So
yeah, exactly. Yeah,
fine.
But the thing is, so it's a problem because it's literally like, okay, I'm not saying wrestling needs to be refined in any way. I'm actually okay with Emma's what is it called again? You know it has a name now, right?
The Venema.
Yeah, thank you. The Venema.
The Venema.
The Venema. Yeah, I just took all of Cade Side's jokes and all I hear is the Enema, and I'm like, that's not right. The Venema. So the Venema is great, in my opinion, for right now. Again, she needs to break out of it, but for right now it's like, okay, because again, wrestling can't just be 24/7, I'm serious, because that's just stupid. You know, we know what we're getting ourselves into. If you're jumping into this, you know, to watch wrestling, you should know what you're watching. The Undertaker at one point, and still to this point, many still agree. Yeah, no, he's dead. No. His name is Mark Calloway, who's a dead man. Yeah, he's dead. That's what he just walks around. He's dead, and we all just accept that, you know. But to have it be like, yeah, you know, so we can say like, oh yeah, he's dead. But we can't be like, oh yeah, make fun of the little people. Yeah, just make fun of them. Just laugh at them. It's great. Oh, it'll be great.
Yeah, it's just,
like,
it's
no,
just
that's
weird.
Not that's not helping our reputation as, because again, I know. It started off with, like, you know, carnies and quote-unquote freaks, and that's how wrestling started. But still, it technically, in a way, everyone on there is a freak with the way they freaking juice up and the way that they look at the internet. Like, no one's supposed to look like that, John Cena. You know?
Yeah.
No one's actually supposed to. So, again, you can say technically that they've moved on to that kind of freakishness, but in no way should they try to dredge up old memories, if you will, when we used to think of people who were smaller than us, you know, as, like, you know, freaks or as different or as a gimmick.
Right, and I don't know if you remember. Excuse me. Do you remember the tiny people division they had on
that's
SmackDown?
That's all I see right here. And that thing got canned so fast it wasn't even funny.
Right, and
I mean, maybe it was a little bit funny. All right, that was a pun right there. Sorry, excuse me.
I hate you. they basically tried to retcon the whole thing because it was like...
Oh, yeah.
Let's try to cover our tracks here. Because they had, like, little versions of the main wrestlers, right?
Yeah, I remember Little Kane. That's all I remember, who did a mini choke slam. And I swear to God, I bet you they called it a mini choke slam.
Yeah, it just everything, you know, there's little jokes like that. Like, Hornswoggle's finisher is the tadpole splash, not the frog splash. And it's
I swear to God.
The whole thing
kind of
makes me cringe.
Very much so.
And I don't want to spend too much time talking about this. I don't, you know, but
But we have to. We can't talk about wrestling tonight, so we have to talk about this match.
Barrett had a promo after he did something that we can't talk about.
Yeah.
I mean, well, after he watched somebody else do something that we can't talk about.
That sounds very sexual out of context.
But, I mean, look, Big E took on, who was it, Alberto Del Rio?
Yes. No, the thing is, I was going to make a joke about that whole who was it that you just said, but honestly, it's very important because as we've seen in the rumor mill and we've talked about ourselves, there's a good chance that that's going to be a feud.
Yeah, down the line, which is cool that they're keeping it a thing. But I think what was interesting about it for me, and you might be able to back me up, it feels like it's been a while since I've really seen Big E wrestle.
Which is great because either whoever wrote for Barrett or Barrett himself used that to his advantage. Because
yeah,
that promo was
like,
great.
But it feels like it's been a while since you've seen Big E wrestle, right?
It's
funny because I was wavering off on Big E a little. I still admitted that I wanted him to have his push go on. You know, I said Big E over Barrett. And because I remembered, I wanted this guy to have a push. And then seeing him again tonight, it was cool for me because it was like, yeah, I did want this guy to have a push. You know, he's so athletic. He's fun. He's a nice guy. He gives off the aura of somebody I see could really be. Like, and it's heinous for me to say this, but it's like, he could definitely be a world heavyweight champion. Like, and I'm not saying that as a racial thing, but it's like,
no. My
head,
actually,
if the world heavyweight championship was the, you know, B-level championship,
right.
He could
also
do great things with that belt.
Also, sadly, for an African-American in that business, again, you know, that's
what they would. Yeah, I don't even want to touch on that, but you can,
would,
go ahead.
I have to bring it up just a little bit. Because, you know, you're not saying that he can only be that. You're saying with the way they elevate people, that is his WWE championship to the sadness of many of us. And the thing that really stinks is, I believe if they really let him be him, I believe if they let a lot of superstars be themselves, they would be getting over really fast. I think it's actually kind of like, you know how Brett screwed Brett? Yeah, creative screwed creative. You know, we didn't screw creative. Creative screwed creative. Because
yeah,
they
in a
think,
way,
all right.
Big E has personality. And then you build him as, like, for a while, you build him as a guy without personality. Then you give him the title strap. You just let him sit there for a while. It's like, this is the time he has to shine. And he is very, I mean, he's above average in ring. And they point this out on commentary. And commentary, again, excellent tonight. I actually don't know if I said this earlier, but I said this to you,
right.
Matt. Commentary was really good tonight, I think.
Yeah.
But
Big
E moves very agile. He's very agile for a guy his size.
Oh, definitely. And that's
a real thing. The commentary put it over, but he's very athletic, very fast, good height.
I think he can put himself over very well if they just let him speak, because the thing is I don't know if you recently I was reading on Cage Side. It's been a while since I've seen MVP do anything, right? So in and also when he first appeared, I didn't enjoy him. So, but I was reading back, looking at it was actually a backstage thing where when Ric Flair was feuding with MVP, apparently they were given a script, right? And the scripts look pretty cool, by the way. If anyone hasn't seen the scripts from Raw from 2 weeks ago, definitely check it out. It's really very an interesting read. But so they gave him a script, and Ric Flair looked at him and apparently said, "Do you really want to go at this script?" And MVP was like, "No." And he's like, good kid." And they threw it out and they just did their own thing. And doing that put him over. From what I saw, really was a very interesting promo, and everything was really awesome, and he flourished in it. And then you think, wow, what is creative doing to other people? Cough, cough, Ryback. Who, well, I'm not saying Ryback could be a WWE champion. Not like creative thinks that he could either way, but but I still feel as if as a speaker, I mean, he had a great, I loved him when he was just like, "This is what happens to bullies."
Yes, he has personality. He is intelligent.
Yeah.
You can tell this if only by looking at his Twitter and the way he reacts to things. I mean, going back to Big E, right? If you watch the way he reacted to Barrett's promo after the match, he was laughing it up. I love it. When Barrett's like, "Oh, you can't forget basically that you're stupid." And Big E's like, "You're right. You can't forget that. Great point." Like, you can see him laughing in the ring.
Yeah, just being like, you're
dying.
Like, "Oh, yeah, good for you. Good for you, man." You know,
you know
smart,
it was just the funniest thing when he was like, "Fuck you. Fuck you."
Yeah.
You can't forget that I'm stupid. I'm going to beat you in the ring, though.
Yeah, basically that's what it is. And I think that they really need to say, you know, I mean, I'm not saying that Big E needs to come out saying he likes My Little Pony or anything, but
definitely. Which he does, and that's awesome, and I love you, Big E.
Yes, yes.
Hi.
But at the same time, definitely play up their nerdiness. They may think, sadly, they're like, "Oh, no, we tried that with Xavier Woods and it didn't work." Wrong. It did work. You didn't work, WWE. You know?
Yeah, and now
Xavier
he's relegated
was very
to,
over.
He's relegated to jobber, part-time jobber, slash part-time, he's going to get eaten by Alexander Rusev at Extreme Rules because of the two-on-one match.
It's just so weird. I feel like, because I don't know what the what anyone else thought, but I know that you and I, we really enjoyed Xavier Woods, you know. And even my girlfriend
granted,
did, the three
we
people.
We were the target audience. We were the exact age audience, nerd people of a certain age, to enjoy Xavier Woods.
But the issue
right?
is, but that's the, but here's the thing, though. The thing is, though, is that, okay, that's even worse then. Damn, it's not hitting their target audience. We're right here. I don't know. Not even the kids like him. But we do. We were your target audience. The kids don't care. You feed them John Cena. You feed them anything and they'll take it. I don't know. I don't think people are liking this Xavier Woods guy.
Since we were kind of avoiding wrestling in a way, but a conceptual topic here, right?
Right, right.
Do you think the kids like this Hornswoggle Torito stuff?
I feel, okay, And this is going to sound, I think that literally every five-year-old enjoys it, maybe even six. Seven is pushing it. I think there's a certain age where they're just like, huh. Like, just a certain age. I'm not sure what age this is. I'm probably giving kids too much credit. But I know that there are kids that enjoy it. There has to be. Because it's like, but obviously they're enjoying it for the wrong reasons. And, you know, maybe there's a reason why WWE can't sponsor us. Fuck WWE for trying to make it so that it's like, kids, laugh at people who are different than you. Like, that
WWE's never
going to
sponsor us.
No.
We shit on them
no.
too much.
No, 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 but here's the thing, though. They should sponsor
JTG will
because,
sponsor us personally.
Yes, personally. No,
and
but
we are looking for sponsors. Anyone out there, if you'd like to, you know, have us advertise,
definitely.
Promo, anything that you do that's
yes.
legal, we'd be happy to.
Only legal, though, please.
Definitely. I'm not going to sit there and be like, hey, my friend sells great crack. That's, I can't really...
Don't go to
Crackies. 1-800. But anyway,
there might be a legal issue with that. I don't know for sure because I'm not a lawyer or an enforcer of the law. But something in my stomach says don't tell them that Matt sells
crack. I think
crack.
We should call David Otunga and see if it's legal or not. What?
No, there's nothing. You'll hear it on the replay. It's okay. We're good.
Really? I heard you perfectly. And everything you said was glorious. But I will say this, though. Definitely we need to call David Otunga. Just putting that out there. Just to kind of, like, talk about our any legal issues.
He no longer does lawyer stuff. He wrestles for a living. That's why we saw him at WrestleMania.
And then the
again.
Year before. And then the year previous. The last time
I
saw
I mean,
David
WWE's
Otunga.
Kind of,
the last time I...
Like, the high that we got after we, you know... WrestleMania and Raw after WrestleMania has slowly declined again.
I don't know
about you.
Well,
it has for me.
Here's the thing. Honestly, I feel... Okay, people said last night was very monotonous. Honestly, I felt as if it was good because it gave us people that we wanted to see and didn't clutter the card with matches that made other matches have to be, like, you know, 6 minutes long. Because
I think they could do so much more. Or better.
Well, here's the thing. They had to give... Obviously, Daniel had to have the night off. For some reason, I think because they've worked them a lot, they gave Shield and Evolution the night off. And right there, those are three talented people and three talented, you know, other people.
No, but see, they got their Shield Evolution promo thing in, you know?
But an actual match, though, they would have elevated the card had they wrestled anything. Had the Shield wrestled a pole.
Mm-hmm.
It would have elevated the card.
No,
because
I'm fine with the week off for promo things because the promos were cool. Like, that exchange was good. Granted, Triple H sounded like he was really sick, but it was fun.
What could they have done, though, is what I want to know, what you think.
That's what I feel like they're backing themselves into the corner with certain things. Where, I mean, it's weird because I can get really upset at Daniel Bryan versus Kane, but at the same time I can't because I think I've said this before, and I probably said this last night. I'm okay with it because Daniel Bryan just got off his biggest win. Just put him over a reestablished heel. That's cool.
Yeah.
But at the same time, right, the reason he has to face Kane is because our heels are built up so weakly, and we have so very little to work with.
Of course. That's
you understand?
Why you need...
So it's weird.
Why...
It's like I can compliment them for making the best of what they have, but they're the ones that gave themselves that situation. So
if
it's
they're
kind
smart.
Of... Hard.
If they're smart, in about 4 months, Cesaro will be a guy to at least attempt to fight Daniel Bryan for a title. At least
that
attempt.
Would be cool.
And I say 4 months because, yes, you are correct. Because think about it. Extreme Rules, we have this. Next one is Battleground, or am I wrong?
I couldn't tell you for sure.
Either way, next one, who do we have? We have Orton at the next one, and then we have Batista at the next. That's 3 months. Who's going to be in month four?
Batista states? Because I don't know. You've heard the rumors that he may not be around after Extreme Rules.
Speaking of rumors, yes, I've heard the rumors of him not being around. But again, the same thing could be happening of AJ, where there's rumors that she's returning because of her being on the cards, but literally it could just be someone who hasn't updated, or we've had The Rock who wasn't scheduled for house shows but was scheduled for Raws. So we don't know exactly what's going to be happening there, though. Yes, Batista is not on the card for house shows and Raws as of this point around summer, which it would be around SummerSlam, which in our eyes, with the rumors you know, a couple months back were saying that that's when he would have gotten his huge push as the champion. So what we're wondering is maybe there's a slight, you know, there's a slight chance that he didn't get what he wanted upon coming back.
Yeah, our fact checker is around, so I went to check real quick, by the way.
No. That is. You are correct. Cage Side did have that up about a couple.
But I went to check. Not even that. The pay per view. That you mentioned.
Oh yes. Please,
payback is Extreme Rules.
Oh, you see, and that's why we're going to definitely have Randy Orton versus Daniel Bryan there. I mean, it's in the freaking name.
It's just weird. I mean, I'm looking at the schedule.
Yes.
May 4th is Extreme Rules, which we know is coming up.
Right.
June 1st is Payback, which is nice.
Yes.
Some spacing. June 29th is Money in the Bank, and you might be thinking, hey, that's two in the same month. But yeah, that's 28 days, which is exactly 4 weeks in between.
Fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, no one's paying for them anymore, so.
Right, then we've got July 20th, August 17th. So everything kind of progresses pretty decently after that.
Oh, yeah. And you know what, honestly, I'm pretty damn sure that the way that they're pushing, Cesaro will win the Money in the Bank.
Where's Money in the Bank?
And
oh,
they
yeah, it's
may...
June 29th.
And they may just be holding him back a bit because it would be, like, they would have to have, okay, to get Cesaro over Big E and then to have him go for the WWE title would mean that he would have to lose somewhere in that span, which would make people think, oh, he lost. Why should he go for the WWE title? So as of right now, you give him this little swagger thing, but you still don't make it seem like he lost, you know. You see, that's my only issue, I think, with last night, too. Because he was down for so long for a 10 count, it does make him seem a bit weak.
Yeah, there are certain things they do with booking, and I know I nitpick this kind of stuff, right? But let me give you an example.
We do, but...
Last night, right?
Right.
Because, you know, we're all doing this whole full wrestling thing. John Cena... And the Wyatt's thing, right?
Right.
John didn't eat that pin. Right? Now,
right.
That bothers me because it was three men versus one.
Yes.
And he didn't eat that pin. And yeah, we got our little Wyatt thing after, but
yes.
We could have gotten that regardless. Like, we would have gotten that no matter what. Do you understand? Logically, in a three-on-one handicap match, no one should be coming out the winner. Now, yeah, if you want to throw back at me that Punk beat the Shield Queen back with...
What I want to say, though, is I really do enjoy that it basically turned out just like how you would play it in the video game. All right, I have to get the two guys off of the apron and then pin that one guy in the ring, and then I'm good. And that's literally how it happened.
Yeah. I mean, and it just... by the way, before we move off this... Does a part of you feel like they're overkilling the whole world thing? Like, does it feel like fandangoing to you now? Or do you like it?
I don't think they're killing it yet. I think maybe if it keeps on going after he beats Cena, maybe. But I think that they have to use it, because the thing is I feel like, okay, with the fans, it's very hard to get a rise out of us sometimes. So I think that, you know, Fandango was killing because he wasn't Bray Wyatt, I feel. But because,
so,
and also they came out
and
they...
The part is Jerry Lawler.
Yeah, no, because that's the thing. If Jerry Lawler had come out, or someone who isn't Bray Wyatt, I think, because I think if Fandango did it, how funny would it have been if Fandango, when he came out, had just done it, like,
huge reaction.
Yeah, that would have been hilarious. That's different than another random person going, Fandangoing, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, puppies, you know, other words. So, in other words, if someone had, like Jerry Lawler, hell, even Vince McMahon, would have been like, you know, like, look at the man who has the whole world in his hands. It's like, oh, God, what the hell are they doing here? What the hell are they doing? But because it's Bray embracing it and actually using it in promos to try to start an army, I think it's brilliant. It can be bad after he beats Cena. I say after because you would hope, I would assume, that they are currently putting Cena over so much in these promos, in these matches, to kind of have him lose in a steel cage where it matters.
I can only imagine,
you know. And if it doesn't happen, again, we riot. But... You know, we would riot, honestly.
We riot, yeah, wondering, because a part of me, like, I think you liked the ending segment, and for me, it kind of got overkilled.
Oh, no, it did, but it doesn't mean I didn't like it still, even with the overkill, but yes, it ran on for a bit long, maybe they didn't, it was planned, obviously, but
maybe Gray started a bit too early or something, yeah.
But it happened. But, yeah, let's jump back, though, to main event. Main event, right. So, yeah, I think it's very wrong to laugh at people who are different than you, but sadly, WWE disagrees.
They always have, which is weird, because for two people who have relatively progressive views, I would say, between you and I, because we're allies of LGBTQ, we're fine with most general, like, ideologies. I don't think we have issues with these kind of things. So we're all cool with tolerance. So when we look at WWE and you see, like, guys like Goldust were Rico, Eugene.
And the issue is that...
We should just do an article set on this, just like black marks on WWE.
And the issue is that, you know, like, we've made this joke on our Spreaker account and as well as in real life. WWE is usually at least a good, 10 or 20 years behind, right? I usually joke about 30, but being realistically, 10 to 20 years behind. And honestly, usually we don't have a big problem with WWE. You know, this is why they should sponsor us, because usually we're like, oh yeah, you know, if Bray loses, we riot. And we will riot, mind you. But usually, you know, that's still not as big an issue as your company is really racist sometimes. Like, they really need to take a step back. Like, hire a black guy. Like, just do it. Try it, WWE. It'll work wonders, right? Just hire an African-American man into your creative writing staff, right?
Hello.
Yeah. You're not African-American. You're
I'm
Mew
more
people.
Minority in
You're
America
Mew
than
people.
African-Americans.
Actually, yeah, he's Guyanese. There's, like, one of them. So anyway, Satish is the one. But anyway,
if I moved to Montana, I would be the one in 21-1.
He's actually researched that, everyone. If Satish Ram moved to Montana, he would be the one Guyanese man there. He would technically be their king of all the Guyanese people. He'd be like Vegeta, basically.
The worst thing in the world.
You don't want to be Vegeta? What's wrong with you, man?
I would love to be Vegeta, but the comparison that Vegeta's the prince of a dead race. Like, we're not dead. We're just not in that area right now.
You might as well be dead.
Like, we're not an endangered species. We're just spread out in specific areas. That's why the Vegeta comparison was terrible, because it's like, did they all die and nobody told me? So I'm the prince of, like, five Guyanese people. No.
Oh, my God.
They're alive. And granted, yes, I would love to be a successful Guyanese person and bring success back to Guyana. But.
But being serious now, though, a bit. So what's funny, though, is their creative writing staff.
We had a Guyanese wrestler and he was released. But
right? No, but they have actually people of color in their creative writing staff as the head creative writers. So I really wonder, it's like, do they just forget? Like, do they just think, oh, no, but the kids will love it? It's like, no. The kids will love what you throw at them. You know, and you can tell that they think that. So it's very confusing as to why they're like, oh, no, the kids are like the little people. It's like, wrong. They like whatever you throw at them. You've proved this. Ready? You throw John Cena out, and he gives a terrible promo. He's still John Cena. The kids will eat it up. So you don't have to do this. Like, you could have promoted Hornswoggle in a completely different way. Honestly, what I think it might be, too, is it might be miscommunication, which happens everywhere, you know, throughout the world, you know, with you and I as people, and I think as a corporation it's happening with them as well, because there's a good chance that they just maybe thought, oh, let's do this for the movie, because Hornswoggle is going to be in Leprechaun Origins. I shit you not. Look, Google. He's going to be in Leprechaun Origins.
I guess
they,
that's
they
why
wanted
he's on
to...
TV.
Yeah.
I can't think of any other reason.
But here's the thing. Hear me out. So they have him doing that, right? They have Torito being, and they're like, oh, well, Torito is around the same size. Everyone knows him. He's been on TV. Let's have them wrestle. And then someone, whoever's talking into the announcer's ears, because yes, if you don't know, they might write their own notes, but most of the time they're being fed things like, promote the app. Promote the app. Right? That's literally what they're being fed every single time they're on the microphone. It's actually...
No, 24/7, actually.
Yeah.
Just take that shit, Michael. Take that fucking shit. You need to go back.
Promote the app while doing it. To who? Your family. We'll kill your family. But seriously, though... Actually, no, that was serious. But moving forward, so I feel as if there is a disconnect between whoever is feeding them the lines as announcers compared to the match itself. Because, again, not saying the match was meant to be completely serious, obviously. But at the same time, it's like, oh, let's put these two guys in the ring. And then someone said, let's make a really funny tale of the tape. Oh, my God, let's tell the announcers to say it's like, you know, to say this and that and this. And then all of a sudden, it's like, wait a minute, the one guy, aren't we being racist? Oh, you're funny. And then they didn't listen to that guy or girl.
I didn't even mention Crime Time in terms of our black marks. I mean, I make so many JTG
right.
jokes.
Right.
But, I mean, I just we can, you know, we should do that, by the way, I think.
Actually,
if we're slow one of these days, not even the articles, but we should podcast
about
black marks in WWE and things that they've retconned. And then we can switch on to things that they may have done right. Like, very quickly, Darren Young, gay athlete, they didn't make a big deal out of it. Thank you.
No. He had a little tiny push, but then they stopped caring about him, which is good. I like that they stopped caring about him.
He's injured. Remember, he got injured.
No, but before his injury,
he was hurt. He was working hurt.
But you misunderstand me. They announced, you know, TMZ or whoever it was announced that he was gay a long time ago. Wasn't it like a year ago at this point? It's been a while.
I'll look that up for you, and we'll go on.
It's been a while. And I'll say this much, though. It has been a while. So he came out. He got his – because literally the night that I heard about it or the days that I heard about it, he got back on TV after not being on TV for like 2 months. But it only happened for a very little bit. And then he became nothing again. It didn't lead to that. It became nothing again. Then they did that thing. Because they would pop up as a tag team every once in a while and lose.
I don't think it's been a year.
If not been a year, then at the very least 9 months. Because it's been a while. Remember,
we'll see.
Yeah. What else
happened on main event that we haven't touched?
Sheamus? I mean, it wasn't a bad match, but, you know, Sheamus.
Well, we did have two other matches. We had the Sheamus match and the Uso match. So we do have two matches.
Which, by the way, I loved, you know what I really enjoyed? I enjoyed that they were promoting it on main event, like, Sheamus is in action, as if his, you know, mystery guest is just going to be, like, freaking Goldberg. Like, it was Titus O'Neil. Just say he's fighting Titus O'Neil. There was no mystery.
August of 2013. It's been about 9 months. Yeah, okay, that's good.
You. Yeah, and then so for a little bit, maybe 2 months or at least 1 month, he got a push. In my opinion, a push in this case is actually being back on TV. So he's back on TV, and then all of a sudden, he got off again. And it was like, all right, so you're not doing much, you know, good, which is good. Again, you don't want to push, like, you don't want it to be like, oh, he's gay and he's African-American now. We got to give him the World Heavyweight title. We got to do something to show that we're progressive, because that's not being progressive. At all. It's actually the exact opposite. Being progressive for the sake of hoping you're being progressive is not being progressive. You know? But anyway, it's because, you know, you give someone a title because they deserve it, or at the very least they make money. But anyway. So we had Sheamus versus Titus O'Neil, and it was so stupid. If only because, again, as I mentioned, why promote it as if it's just like, oh, he's in action. So it's like, who is Sheamus fighting? Because if Sheamus fought Cesaro, that would have been a great match. You know, that would have been something to say in action for. Or Sheamus to cut a promo to then get interrupted by Cesaro and Heyman, that's good. But to just have him come out normally.
I don't think they bust out those kind of things on main event.
They were supposed to. They did for a while. And then out of nowhere, last night, no mention of main event as if it didn't exist. And then here we are watching main event wondering what was going to happen. Because for a while, remember, for the last like month or so, they've really been trying to push main event. And honestly, I think they've done a very great job, minus WrestleMania, you know, ones that were really trying to promote WrestleMania. Those were a bit of an issue because, you know, they would be like half an hour of wrestling, half an hour of main event. But every other main event, I mean, heck, we had the Wyatt versus the Shield on main event. They were trying to promote main event and did a very great job at that.
Ooh.
Definitely. But, you know, but for some reason, they just dropped the ball. I don't know why. I really don't understand why they dropped the ball, but they did.
Yeah, I understand.
Yeah, and
just,
so we had that match.
It bothers me if only because of the fact that, seriously, how do you not promote anything?
Yeah, at least say something along the lines of, because I think maybe is we might be missing a little commentary line, which said something like, you know, Ryback versus the Usos, maybe. But even Cage Side didn't pick up on it, so I'm pretty sure that didn't happen. And Cage Side, by the way, if you don't know what Cage Side is, go on Cage Side Seats. Very great website. It's amazing. We weren't paid to promote them. We always go there for our wrestling news. They usually have great rumor roundups, which are rumors, but still end up, you know, it formulates really great discussion, and it's definitely a very lovely community, you know, with a lot of funny people.
Yeah, no,
and
a lot of great people there, very knowledgeable.
Oh, yeah.
It's got us back into wrestling.
Yes. I would definitely say that, because Satish got me back into wrestling, but this site definitely helps, because without this site, I think I wouldn't really have a podcast. I really wouldn't think, like, oh, yeah, you know, like, I know things. We can talk about things. So it's definitely a great website.
And it's always good for us to reference them. I mean, because eventually, you know, we're going to try to collaborate with them, because, hey, why not?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You know?
Oh, definitely. But as of right now, yes, so that match wasn't anything special, and it was upsetting, if only because, again, Sheamus in action. Against who? Titus O'Neil. All right. Just could have said
it. It wasn't advertised who he was in action with, too. It was kind of funny because going into the break, I was like, Sheamus is in action next. And I'm like, who the fuck is facing Sheamus?
That's what I'm saying.
Come back,
see, that's how it's
Titus
spelled.
O'Neil. And I'm like, you bastards.
Dropped it. Just dropped that ball right there. So that happened. And then after that, we had the tag team match, which wasn't a tag team match, but it was still a nice match. You know, regardless, it was a very interesting match. You know, Jimmy J. They both look the same. Jimmy J. They both switched out a couple times. You know?
We should be better at that. I don't know if it's, but it's not.
No,
boss,
it's, I
right?
think it's everyone. No, think about it like this. Ready? If Curtis Axel grew out a beard and shaved his head, he could tag out with Ryback the way the Bella Twins did. No one would notice. No one would notice at all. True story.
It was Jimmy.
Yeah, no, it was Jimmy. I was.
Well, congratulations
sure was
on your marriage to Naomi.
Trinity, but yeah, Naomi.
Well, yeah, right. Trinity is her actual name. Yes.
Yes. Yes, yes.
You watch Total Divas. I.
Yes. Yes.
No.
You've been spared. Well, no, the first season actually wasn't bad at all. It's the second season that makes me wonder why I'm doing what I'm doing. Like, do I?
Why
like
are you doing what you're doing? We have some time to play with.
Yeah, I was thinking of, you know, possibly getting, you know, my lovely lady friend on, you know.
Mind you,
girl.
If I remember correctly, I think he watched Total Divas before he watched NXT.
No, because I saw NXT Arrival, so suck it.
That doesn't count. He went through the entirety of, like, Total Divas in a row.
Yeah, that happens, yeah. Yeah.
I mean, I watch My Little Pony, so it's not like I'm one to talk.
Believe me, I hear you 100%, and I kind of agree with
that.
Yeah,
I just got a text in from a friend. Your co-host watched Total Divas, LMAO.
How about you have him call, or her call in, huh? How about that, huh? 718-664-9468. Come on, call in and talk to me, because, yeah, I agree with you, actually. I sounded like I was cutting a really good promo, and then I kind of Santino'd out there. Just like, oh, that fizzled relatively quickly. No, definitely call in 718-664-9468 and tell me everything that I think about me and more.
Everything that I think about me?
Yeah, but all the negative things that I think, just reassure. But anyway, I don't know. I found, here's the thing. I really did find Total Divas interesting, especially when the Wyatts were randomly in the background walking by with their NXT outfits. That was great.
No, I think, and you brought up, I mean, some good things there. You've mentioned why Eva Marie's so hated, the likability of certain characters in Divas.
No, guess what,
you
everyone?
Why don't you take
a
minute? Go ahead and throw out the Eva Marie, you know, why,
guess
or at
what,
least
everyone?
Give an idea.
Okay, you're going to love this. You're going to all love this, and I mean this. I actually mean this. Eva Marie is really bad at the life thing. In wrestling life, whatever they try to give her, she may try and fail. Like, okay, they told her, you need to, she's originally has black hair. They're like, you need to dye your hair blonde. And while Natty and, you know, was like a bit like whatever, she needed to dye her hair blonde. She decided not to. So she actually dyed her hair red by herself, apparently, according to them. Obviously, I'm assuming that maybe they egged her on or something, but apparently the WWE official, the HR person, she was unaware of this. So she was going to get red highlights, sorry. So she comes in full redhead, and it was just like, well, I'm happy that it looks good on you, but you could have lost your job. So isn't that funny right there? Just, all right, that's one little thing. The second thing, she got Jinder Mahal's name wrong. Like, Jinder Mahal, his name, got it wrong. Called him Ginger. Mind you, they were trying to give her a shot.
It's not
else.
Even bad that they had she messed up Jinder Mahal.
Yeah.
It's bad that she said Jinder Mahal. Like,
mind you, to his face, she was like, "I'm so sorry, Jinder." She is five levels. We got to get Biggie in here. Just five levels. Just five. Five levels of why.
Right. And she's just real close to losing it.
So if you're thinking, well, why isn't she on TV more? That's why. She just can't, because she can't wrestle, but sometimes you think, all right, if you can't wrestle, there are other things you can do. Like Christy Hemme on TNA, yes, TNA still exists. She is a ring announcer, I believe.
Yeah, that's what, because they were trying Eva for that role.
Yes, exactly. And she, you know, oh my gosh, during practice, she was like, Randy Orton from Los Angeles, California. So yeah, that is how she does at the things that she needs to do. And it's funny because you think, like, just get a wrestling fan in there. Come on, just do it. Just
right.
But well. So let's end it on that note, shall we?
No, by the way, Matt wasn't particularly making fun of her delivery, but the fact that that's not where Randy Orton is actually from.
Yeah.
For anyone who cares, he's from Knoxville, Tennessee.
Yeah.
But he's billed from St. Louis, Missouri.
Honestly, though, with the amount of content that we have regarding WWE, not us, let's just end early today. Let's end on that note. That's the note that we should end on, I feel.
St. Louis, Missouri?
Yes.
Why?
You want to just... Why not?
I'm hurting here.
I understand, but let's just end on that note for today. Shall we?
You really want to end it? I mean, I just...
Yeah.
I'm almost hurting.
Yeah, that's why. It's because I've pained you.
Well... I guess we're ending 20 minutes early.
Well, because it's just one of those. It's one of those nights. Main event was unpromoted completely.
I blame
and here
you,
we
man.
Are.
I
what?
Blame you completely.
Yeah, I blame main event for making us do this. I really do. No, but we don't have to end. I mean, we can, but
it's up to you. Do you want to end?
Here's the thing. Usually we don't do this, everyone. Usually we go the full hour. But main event has zapped all of the energy out of us. And usually main event is a great night because we get to talk about, you know, people like the Wyatts being on, and we talk about, I don't know. I mean, we can talk about AJ. Want to talk about AJ?
Sure. I mean, the rumor, rather, if you want to give that a minute.
Yes, the rumor is that AJ is, well, people were thinking that AJ was getting the CM Punk treatment. Right, that's
right.
What everyone was saying. However, things have changed, possibly for the better. She's been promoted onto house shows in the UK, which is great, by the way. However,
European tour, right? That they're doing.
Yes, European tour. However, the only issue is that Paige hasn't been promoted there yet, and she's from the UK. So many are speculating that either she's coming, you know, AJ is coming back in May, or sadly, it's outdated. Someone just didn't update something yet, so we're not sure. However, I know when she's not getting the CM Punk treatment because we didn't get to mention this last night, but on SmackDown, actually, she got mentioned via commentary, which does mean something. It really does mean something when you think about
it. Yeah, because they haven't been given a gag clause where it's like, don't talk about this person.
Yeah, exactly. Because
for the most part, anyone who isn't Paul Heyman has been giving a gag clause on CM Punk.
Yes. And it's great because Paul Heyman, you know, does it very well, though this time he did it during the commercial last night. You know, you could see if you have the WWE app. I wonder if WWE would allow that. Would they allow us to, you know, be like, okay, guys, you know, we're going to, if you promote the app and the network, you're great. And then we just shit on them via their blatant, you know, racism and everything else. You think they'd allow us to do that?
I'm certain they would pay you to promote the network, the way you talk about the damn thing. They may actually send you a check for $5 right now. Because, like, you know what? You've been a good soldier, Mr. Marrero.
Are you telling me, wait a minute, are you telling me that they're going to help me buy TNA?
With those $5, you can buy TNA, buy yourself into a store, or at least, I think with those $5, you could probably buy yourself into a story on TNA.
With that $5, I can not only buy TNA, but I could also buy five things off of the value menu at McDonald's.
You're a horrible human being. That's my job. supposed to be the nice one.
No,
why
I'm JBL.
Why do I have to be the nice one?
Because I'm JBL, and sadly JBL, you know, is just all of a sudden gimmicks start happening, and it's like, ah, bulls, Michael Bulls, and it's like, by the way, I love JBL, but still, all of a sudden gimmicks pop up or random things pop up, and he has to just be different. So that's just who we are tonight. We're like the announce team. We're not, you know, heels and
faces.
Well,
fuck main event. Fuck this podcast. We're just fine. We're done. We're good.
No, let's continue. No, I'm in the mood to continue. No, let's continue. Let's talk about, I'm doing this literally because this is what Main Event gave us. And again, usually they give us a decent amount of things to work with. They gave us a great Bo promo. Bo Dallas promo, really good one. I was a big fan.
Yeah, remember to embrace today, guys. It's a gift.
Yes.
That's why they call it the present.
The present. Oh, that was beautiful.
Out of it, Byron was laughing, and it was great because Tom's like, you like that, don't you? And it's like, yeah, of course
I do. You're a believer. Yeah, you're a believer, yeah.
Like, yeah, because why not? I mean, why not be a believer at this point?
That's why I think we've had this discussion before, and it's only my own fan canon. That's why he can work very well against Bray Wyatt if they ever want to do a brother versus brother or just not even mention that they're brothers. It can be a very interesting feud because if he has his believers, it's kind of like what Bray is doing right now, where, you know, the whole amassing an army thing. I just think that the idea of amassing an army is an amazing one because I haven't really seen something. Because, again, I've seen, let's get the fans together, like fans, cheer, John Cena, you know, like stepping on the apron, doing the claps, cheer, cheer, cheer. But that is a lot different, I think, than a guy coming out and going, I have the whole world in my hands, you know, and actually trying to get people on his side to rally against someone. I mean, yes, technically you can say, oh, yeah, the faces do it all the time, trying to get people to cheer for them, but it's never actually trying to, like, I don't think I've seen, and it's probably happened before, sadly, but I don't think I've seen John Cena come out and say, cheer for me to, you know, to be against them. Like, be against that person. Like, no, just cheer for me so that I can overcome or that I can fight. You know, but never is it, yeah, you know, don't give him power. You know, and it's
I know he calls on the C Nation every now and then.
Yeah.
But I get what you're saying. And it's funny
because... Yeah, I think it would be...
No, go ahead.
No, I said I think it's a very funny thing, and I think it would be great to try to draw parallels between that and Bo Dallas because of his believers that will never be there. I think
I just
great.
Want to see what's going to happen with the actual, you know, bloodline relation, if they're going to care at all. Because when you see Bray smile, like if you look at him last night, and then you see Bo smile in those promos, you can see it. You can see that those two men are from the same
When
band.
I believe in about the last month, there was a Raw where Bray Wyatt's voice cracked, and I was like, crap, that's Bo.
Yep, and he's got this, they share the same creepy smile.
Yeah.
Which is
really cool. Yeah, I think that they can really do something with it. Simply because it's just, you know, again, it's all fan canon and whatever in my head, you know, but I still think that with it, you know, you can
Well, you never know,
because
remember, I fan canon the whole Intercontinental title thing, and that's what they're doing.
Yeah, but mine is a lot more, you know, you know, like, there's a lot of depth to mine. Like, a lot of things have to happen to make mine work. I don't think mine will work. Yours is just because
I don't have depth in my storylines. Okay, all right.
Not for this one.
I'm going to cut you off. I mean,
I have a personal story about Satish Ram.
I can mute you.
I can mute you too. We can mute each other.
I should never have taught you how to use a switchboard.
Yeah, you shouldn't. But seriously though, I.
You hear that silence? It's nice, isn't it? Matt's been muted.
Satish has now been muted. I would like everyone to acknowledge that Satish was muted by Matt Morero. This is what we've come to. This is what happens when you put a match between Hornswoggle and El Torito on. Oh, you come back laughing. This is what happens when you put a match between El Torito and Hornswoggle on.
You'll hear this when we do the replays.
Right.
But you muted me at the exact same time I voiced you again.
What?
I basically said, and I'm going to put Matt back on. Satish is now muted.
No. That was weird. I clicked on it when I heard you say I'm muted, and then I clicked And then I clicked you to get muted while I clicked myself to go back on. That was great. So we're in sync even when we're messing with each other. Apparently we're in sync. But,
that's why we're hosting a podcast together.
Yeah, clearly. But
screw main event. That made it worth it for me. That
yeah,
made
definitely.
This entire podcast.
But what I was... can't even remember what I was saying now. I was saying something very stupid, but it was definitely worth it, I think. Oh, yes, right. No, it was my fan cannon thing. Yeah, here's my thing about that. See, I just think that, you know, what they could easily do is they can just have something like, you know, they have a character, either someone new or maybe they change someone's gimmick up a bit, talking about, you know, like, if they want to do something where, let's say maybe Bray dies, quote unquote, or they want to bring Bray back as like a monster heel, even more monster than he is, you know, they can have a guy who's out there kind of like, you know, promoting their like imagine like a Mormon. Where it's just like, you know, it's like, it's the return of him, and he loves us, and blah, 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 and they never mention who he is.
Yeah.
And then in doing that, they bring, you know, they have, like, you know, it's all of a sudden the lights go off. Like, after a couple promos of this, the lights go off for one of them. Don't worry, he's here, and he loves us. And all of a sudden, the lights go back on, and Bray's standing there. You know, I think that right there would be just a really lovely image, and it could either lead into, you know, a thing where, maybe that guy is not so, you know, he seems a bit loyal to Bray, but something seems a bit off, and, you know, and it could be like, you know, oh, well, he was like, well, you are not the true king. You are a king, but you are not the true king in your lineage, you know, and something, basically, we kind of get into the Wyatt family. Now, I don't know what that would mean for Bo. Would that mean that if Bo was actively lying or if Bo had, like, hidden a side of himself that he did not even know? I don't know what we can go, where we can go with that specifically, because, you know, but at the same time, we had a guy named The Undertaker for years. So if we're going to try to go for Bo put that inside of himself for years, or Bo was trying to amass a collection of followers, and while he is not good at that whatsoever, that does not necessarily mean that he can't be a good king. You know, I mean, hell, technically, you know, and you could say, like, oh, Bray wanted to be the one that was a bit different. Bray wanted things to be, because if you think about it, look at Bo. He tries to get people by with love, where even though he's very bad at it, still, he tries to get people with, oh, you know, we should all, you know, like, believe, you know, believe, you know, where Bray is just, you know, ruling by force. So that contrast right there could be a kind of, like, a family thing. It all gets very, you know, again, it's all fan fiction at this point. That will never happen because Bo will get released tomorrow.
What?
Just, he sounded like Bo for a second there. It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Like, tomorrow, just, Bo Dallas has been released, and Bray Wyatt has now shaved his beard and taken Bo's place to try to make everything seem okay. But what about Bray?
Like, 50 pounds?
Yeah, that too. It's just, no, it's going to be a Sin Cara thing again. Just feel like, hey, I'm Bo. You kind of look a bit heavier, and you got arm tattoos.
And talks completely differently, but I guess
I think it'll be great. No, I think the best thing I think about a Bray versus Bo thing, regardless of it being family or not, is Bray doing an impression of Bo, and vice versa, because they're family members. They've done it before. I would not be surprised if at family dinners, you just have Bray sitting there kind of chuckling to himself, you know, believe, and then just like eats his peas. Bo looks at him, just like, oh, I'm a white army. Kind of just like keeps on eating his mashed potatoes.
I feel like the family dinner of the Rotunda family would be one of the most entertaining things to be a part of. Just a fly
because
on the
I think
wall.
Because their characters are so different that I feel like they would just make fun of themselves constantly. You know, make fun of the other one just as much as they can. It'd be great.
It would be, actually. I'm not going to lie.
Yes. But on that note, that's a better note than wherever Randy Orton is from, right? To end this thing on.
Yeah, Los Missouri.
Yeah. I thought it was Los Angeles, California. I was confused. And for the record, by the way, obviously they egged her on because it's a reality show, but at the same time, it's like, Jesus, you know, she could have said no, right? She didn't have to be the stupid one, is the thing. So it's one of those things where, and by the way, that was two screw-ups. You know, and it's just a thing where it's just, if she didn't look as good as she did, and by that I mean because she looks good, she draws, because she does draw a lot, actually, from the casual fan, if she didn't look as good as she did, she would have been out of here. like a while ago.
Yeah, I know some people hate her hair. I like it, but I don't like her.
Oh, I love her hair. I love her hair. I like her new opening, but I also feel as if, you know, again, she needs to either be gone or be trained 24/7. Because I don't know, because again, maybe she's great in the ring right now and she's bad at, you know, on the mic. I don't know, because I barely see her in the ring, and they barely give her time. And I assume that because they barely give her time, she's bad. If only because usually, not all the time, but usually, they don't give you time because you are bad.
Yeah, I can understand
that. Not always, which, so for all I know, she could be the next, you know, she could be the next Daniel Bryan. But I'm pretty sure that she isn't good. And so she needs to be trained 24/7. And it sucks because I'm assuming that's what they're doing with her. I'm assuming that when she's not in the ring, she's working out and, you know, they have her in another, you know, in a, you know, a training ring. But I don't know. I mean, I feel as if she doesn't shape up, I think they will let her go in about a year or so.
Well, unfortunately for, it's such a terrible thing, but a lot of the divas that end up not doing much are just models. And they can always find those kind of people. So.
Well, oh, yes. Well, no, but the thing is, though, It's like, and honestly, she'll always get work because she looks amazing. She'll always get work outside. I just think that they need to realize that, you know, when she goes out there, I know the internet fans aren't the only fans, but if we're pissed off, the crowd isn't going to help either. You know, it's not like, because I know it's not like, she's not John Cena level yet. If she was John Cena level, basically like the Nikki and Brie Bella, no matter how bad Nikki and Brie Bella can be, even though they've gotten better, but no matter how bad they can be, still, the fans will cheer them because of Daniel Bryan and because of John Cena. You know, because they are
correct.
The top, they are quote-unquote the top divas of the face, you know, of the faces there. So, but Eva Marie is in no, can no way be a top face, and in no way can be a top heel.
Mm-hmm.
So right now it's just, you know, if they need to, they're going to let her go in about a year or so. I mean, yeah, they might replace her with another model, but hey, get a model who can wrestle. It happens, you know. There's not,
yes, it definitely
it's like,
can.
Yeah,
I mean, how,
I mean, it's,
age.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's funny. It's like it happens. There are good-looking women who can wrestle and who guess what, are also into, you know, nerdy things as well. Like, you can't just say, like, oh, yeah, no, if you like this, then that means you have to look like this or be like no, there's variations of – yeah, exactly. So you gotta play that stuff up. You know, you got to, like, really – if you're going to – and, you know, and kind of weed out whoever – like, I know WWE has the money to spend, but they really – because I don't – again – maybe it's just because I'm not a casual fan, but I do not see how currently Eva Marie is a good investment.
Mm-hmm.
And, hey, she can get work elsewhere. She looks great. So definitely can her, unless maybe Total Divas is doing, you know, very well because of her.
Can we end on a happy note?
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world.
It's not even a happy note.
It's better than St. Louis, Missouri. I remembered this time.
And not as good as Chicago, which Chicago's a nice place. New York, of course, is better. On that note.
Thank you guys for listening to those guys. If you thought tonight's podcast was very out there, you were correct. But then again, we didn't promote
what was going to end it without saying it.
We were gonna promote what we were gonna do tonight, but we thought about it. We thought, wait, if WWE did, neither should we. So that's the note that we're ending it on.
I should just muted you and just let it.
You should have. Thank you guys. Good night. Play us out with.
Yeah, he's been muted, so I'm just gonna play us out with a song because Matt's been muted and.
I am the muter and he is the mutee.
But now I'm back.
I mean, I know it's a song, it's so...
No, I'm back. I'm sure. Yeah.
not. I'm here now, and I'm giving this all I got.